It's the World Match Play Darts Final, and live from Blackpool this afternoon is Dan Dawson. Dan, how excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
Massively. Massively excited. It is massive, this. The defending champion, Phil Taylor, his seven-year unbeaten run brought to an end sensationally last night. We will have a new champion here tonight. It's either going to be Michael van Gerwen, world number one, never won this title. It's one of only two PDC majors he's yet to win. Or it's James Wade, the last person to win it other than Taylor. It was Wade who did for Taylor last night. He's feeling confident, but it's 4-1 on with the bookies that van Gerwen claims this one. He is hungry for it.
Which way do you think it will go? Then are you signing with the bookmakers on this one?
I think so. I mean, I said van Gerwen at the start. I have to say, although I did think he might be playing Gary Anderson in the final. But I mean, the thing is, if it's close, Wade is so good at winning close games. And if he can just keep in touch with van Gerwen, that's what he managed to do with Phil Taylor. Taylor never managed to win more than two legs in a row in their game last night. He ended up losing 17-14. If Wade can get it close to the end stages, this could go a couple of ways. I mean, van Gerwen could absolutely demolish him. It could go close and van Gerwen wins it. It could go close and Wade wins it. Wade is not going to go and smash van Gerwen up like 18-6. He just doesn't do that. He just doesn't like beating players up like that. He likes getting what he calls into the nitty-gritty, and that makes him concentrate. That brings out the best in him. He won't throw a stratospheric average, but he will do enough. And if you give him a chance in those closing stages of a match, then he's a very, very dangerous customer. As I say, he's won one of these before. This is his sixth final at this bet. Victor World Match Play. He's won one. The only four others that he made, he lost them all, but he lost them all to Taylor, and he's not here, of course. So look, he's quite confident, having seen off the greatest player in history, that he can see off the greatest player right now and claim another one.
Eight-time major champion, of course, depending on what your definition of a major is. And he calls himself that on Twitter, so we'll go with that.
Yes.
He obviously has had health issues in the past, but he seems on and off the hockey, James Wade these days, to be a much happier fellow, whether that's down to his medical treatment or the fact that he's happy in his personal life as well.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of everything, really. I mean, he got left out of the Premier League last year, of course, and that was a bit of a boot up the backside for him, really. And he's managed to get things together. He got back on track with a win on the European Tour in Gibraltar last year, and then came the Masters, his most recent major championship win. And now he's a genuine threat in all the tournaments he goes into, and particularly here, where his record is second only to Phil Taylor's. Now, that has probably got to count for something, I would imagine, but when you're playing Michael van Gerwen, who has recently overtaken James Wade as the second most decorated player in PDC history, he now stands quite some way behind Phil Taylor, but he is on his own in second place. And he really, really wants. He wants to win these last two titles. The Grand Slam's the other one. That'll be in November in Wolverhampton. He wants to win them both this year. And once he does do that, then he wants to actually defend them. But James Wade, never, ever write him off. The man is... He has got as much bottle as any sportsman you could care to name. You can throw everything at him. I remember when these two met at the World Championships a couple of years ago, and Michael van Gerwen nearly did back-to-back nine darters against him. He hit one perfect leg of darts and then went 180, 180 and missed the double 12 for a second perfect leg, back-to-back. That was a set, by the way, that James Wade still won. So those two, you know, those two legs meant for absolutely nothing. It was still one set to Wade. That's the kind of thing he does. You can go absolutely balmy against him, but he doesn't knock him out of his stride. I think we could be in for a classic here. As I say, look, it might be that the world number one just turns up and plays brilliantly and James Wade doesn't really perform. It's a bit after the Lord Mayor's show, after his match against Phil Taylor, but we might be in for a classic.
I think if van Gerwen had hit that second double 12, we may as well just given up on darts forever, because we never would have been able to top that. But I'm reminded of Sid Waddell's famous quote about Eric Bristow and Alexander the Great and conquering all these worlds by whatever age it was. Van Gerwen's 26. Yeah. How good... How much better can he get?
I don't know how much better he can get. The real thing... We know that players in darts now. The standard has risen across the board. And we know that players are able to go out there and average well over a ton. We've seen it this week. I mean, you only have to look at the run that Gerwyn Price has been on. Lad in his debut, he's only been playing the game 4 years. He beat Adrian Lewis, a double world champion. And through most of that game, he was averaging about 108, 109. Now, that is sort of Van Gerwyn and Taylor territory. And this is a bloke who's only been playing PDC darts for less than 2 years. We know they can do that. What really sets Michael Van Gerwyn apart is that he keeps doing it over and over and over again. He has, this year, this calendar year, since the start of 2015, he has won literally half of the tournaments he has entered. It is a phenomenal record. And these are tournaments with loads of big names. You know, Anderson and Taylor and Chisnell and Lewis. All of these guys are turning up. And he is beating them. He's beaten them one after another after another. The way that he keeps doing it and maintains that level of consistency is what is setting him apart from the rest at the moment. Even Phil Taylor. You know, Phil Taylor might have beaten James Wade a couple of years ago. I don't know. It's very difficult to say. He actually played okay. Well, very well last night, Phil, but James Wade just got the job done. Michael Van Gerwen at the minute is an incredible, unstoppable force. James Wade, though, does have the tools to produce an upset.
Now, you're obviously the unstoppable force in darts broadcasting. What's your how many more challenges can you get those walk-on girls to do online?
I'm running out, to be honest. These long tournaments, they take it out of you creatively, and the stuff we end up doing online just gets more and more ridiculous by the day. So I'm not quite sure what we're going to get them to do. Egg and spoon race, I don't know. It answers on a postcard. Anybody's got any suggestions?
I'd like to see gravity darts on the beach. That would be
gravity. They do have gravity darts set up here. I have not had a go. Gravity darts, for anybody who isn't aware of it, is basically dropping darts from the top of a ladder. It's as exciting as it sounds. It's a sponsorship thing. Gravity darts was big in my world for a few weeks there, but it turns out the luster has faded somewhat.
You've moved on now. Go on then, Dan, before I let you go, who's going to win tonight?
I've said Michael Van Gerwen from the start. I'm going to stick with that, but I tell you what, I genuinely believe we could be in for an absolute classic. If it goes close, Wade's got a chance. He can't afford to let Michael Van Gerwen get too far ahead of him early on. He did that against Peter Wright. He was 7-3 up at the second break. There was no coming back for Peter Wright there. If it's 7-3 to Van Gerwen at the second break in this match, then James Wade might be in similar trouble. But if it's, say, 5-all or even 6-4 to MVG, just as it was 5-all against Phil Taylor last night in the Wade game, then he's got a very, very real opportunity of winning his second Bet Victor World Match Play title.